So I didn't want to announce this just yet, but this week we acquired UserPing.io. So originally it was Mailboat, and we changed the name to UserPing, which we'll get into in a second. But the gentleman who we acquired it from posted something on Twitter, and so I guess the cat's out of the bag. I was hoping to get a little bit more time because it's still sort of waitlist, and like you can't just sign up for it and start using it. There's still a waitlist in front of it. So I don't love waitlisting stuff. I've never run a process like that. I think it's as a user, it sucks. And the whole FOMO thing, like, what am I, 12 years old? Like, dude, I'm not standing in a line for anything anymore. So I don't like releasing products like this. Some people love it, but that's not my style. Anyways, so all that being said, it's still waitlisted. So if you're interested in signing up, you still have to click on join the waitlist, but we'll try and funnel people in as quickly as possible. The reason that we bought this falls into one of our kind of boring bets here. So I know last week we were talking about all the fancy stuff with generative AI. This week it's back to boring. What does boring mean? Email stuff. UserPing lets founders send onboarding emails. So one pain in the ass thing that you have to do almost every time you set up a new company or a new idea is once the user signs up, you want to kind of send them a drip onboarding sequence and just say, welcome. Here's, some more information. Here's our link to our Discord channel. Here's our community. And, maybe in day two, they say, okay, there's a sequence to the email step. So day one, welcome. Day two might be, here's a case study on how so and so got value from the product or however you want to run that process. But either way, you need some kind of tool that's going to be sending this drip email sequence, and setting those up is a pain in the ass. And it's also really expensive. So for us now, we have nine companies that we've done nine acquisitions. So across just our own portfolio, the tooling can get quite expensive. So for the price point at which we bought this company, we'll already be saving money as compared to another tool that we're switching from, which is called Loops. So no shade on, I think his name's Chris. Awesome guy. The product's nice, but it turned out that we found UserPing, and it's basically at feature parity with Loops, and we decided to buy it. So no matter what, we're going to win here, right? We're going to win just based on the fact that we're going to save money by using this tool across our own portfolio. If we get any marginal customers above that, which we will, that will be just bonus, right? I've talked about a thesis like 1,000 times on here. We still don't have one, but another idea that I kick around is the idea of becoming more vertically integrated. So for us, that means we are using tools that we own to manage our own software companies. One of those tools could be UserPing. So again, UserPing, you would send your events to UserPing, and then you could do cool stuff like, if the user takes action X in the app, then send them this email or add them to this drip sequence. You can do things like if they take action X but not action Y, then send this email. They signed up, but they never actually took the first step to activate, whatever that is for you. In Sheetvest, that might be adding like a Google spreadsheet. In Screenshot API, it might be taking their first screenshot. We know roughly how many screenshots it takes before somebody signs up and starts paying. And so if they're not there, but they're on their path there, maybe we can use these small nudges to get them to activate faster. It also just reduces customer support, so people aren't asking the obvious questions, and still people will much prefer just to hit that little chat bubble as opposed to going and searching and digging for the answer on their own, which is why we bought Support Guy for that exact reason. So where is this going? So right now, UserPing just does email. That's all it does. It just does the email side of things. You can send events to it, and the sequencing works. And you can do the if user signs up, then send the drip email sequence. If the user takes action X but not action Y, then send them an email. It does that today. What I think is also needed is the ability to send in-app notifications. So not necessarily those annoying like Google Chrome, like, oh, subscribe to get updates for all those shady news articles, but more so like a pop-up. So the next time they log into the app after they've taken action X but not Y, you can prompt them to take action Y. Intercom has a tool just like this, but being able to broadcast notifications like this, either as an email or as an in-app notification, is lovely. And the idea too, TikTok does this actually really well. The next time you log into the app, it'll replay your notifications. So it looks like when somebody followed you 2 days ago, but you haven't logged in for 2 days, you'll log in and it'll say, so-and-so followed you. And it feels more, it just feels more responsive, right? Like the stuff is happening right now, right in front of you. And so the next time the user logs in, to prompt them at that time to take the next step to become activated is really, really helpful, not only for the users, but also for getting your conversion rates up. So I still struggle mentally with where this product ends and an analytics product begins. The reason is basically I will have all the necessary information to build a really cool analytics product. If you're sending me all of your events from all of the activities that somebody's taking in your app, so they clicked on this button, they tried this new feature, all of that data, if you send it to UserPing, in theory, we'll have that and we could build a really cool analytics dashboard that says, show me all the users that have used feature X but not Y, all that kind of cool stuff. So I've tried and failed to build a product like this before, for XO, just for us internally. And I always seem to revert back to using this product called Metabase, which is not one of our own, but I just love this thing. They do have a free tier, but even if you upgrade to Pro, it's like usually $500 a month when you really need to upgrade to Pro is really not that big of a deal. Otherwise, $85 a month, and then I think they have their free open source version. So this is what we use, and it's amazing. It just connects to your database, and you can run queries, and you can write SQL, but you don't have to. So we have a bunch of cool dashboards that tell us everything. So here, I mean, I can show you this. I can show you this for Supersend, for example. So here's our Metabase dashboard for Supersend. So I have to make sure that our hourly crons are working, user count, events by day. So, you know, okay, good. Yesterday we sent about 22,600 emails. Okay, that feels about right. You know, we're kind of going up and to the right on events by day. 30-day active users, user count, number of paying customers, number of events by different types. So in Supersend, you can send like LinkedIn or Twitter emails. So we have all that broken out. This dashboard took like, you know, 20 minutes to create, and I look at it every day. And this tool is free. So hence why I kind of still get confused about where I feel like a product like UserPing would end and an analytics product would begin, even though we might have, in theory, the same data to build an analytics product. I just can't quite wrap my head around what the correct feature set would be for a product-led growth analytics tool. And, you know, we've logged into June.so and played around with most of these tools, and nothing's really just hit quite yet. So at this point, we have a lot of little things. So screenshot, sheet best, those are kind of flying, not a lot of engineering effort required, low customer support. These things are beautiful. They're growing, it's lovely. Inlytics has been a little bit of a problem child, but since the rewrite and the launch of version 2, things are stabilizing, looking good, it's on a path. Cold DM, we're still investing pretty heavily into engineering. This is taking, we have 3 full-time engineers, so 1 to 2 of them are spending most of their time on Cold DM right now. I'd say like 85% of their time on Cold DM. Support Guy is still getting a lot of early love. We just acquired that one recently. It's got some features missing. It's got some stuff that's confusing, but we're working through that. So all of these ones on the left are kind of in flight. They're assigned engineering resources. We kind of have a plan for growth where they're already generating revenue and things are solid. On the right-hand side are things that are potentially dangerous. So UserPing doesn't have any users yet. Again, we're not really in the business of buying zero MRR products or pre-revenue products, but we did in this case, again, mostly because we can save money just using it internally, and we will make it available to for other people to subscribe to, but that was the primary value driver, is that we will win by buying this product just because we can use it ourselves, which is great. SalesVid is something we built, and SaaS Deals is something we are launching. And SaaS Deals is an anti-AppSumo deal site. So we as acquirers often see that these companies will run lifetime deals and then cite that as their revenue and think that that is going to increase the value of their company. Whereas for us, from our perspective, when you have a shit ton of free users that already paid you and their lifetime deals, we're never gonna see revenue from that. Those are liabilities to us. And so we're trying to create a different path for founders who obviously need customers but don't wanna offer lifetime deals. So SaaS Deals will offer once a week, we're gonna pick one cool tool and we're just gonna have a Stripe discount code so that they can still get monthly recurring revenue even if it's at a reduced rate because of the discount, it'll still add enterprise value, and it will increase the product's value if and when they decide to sell that company. Now that we have all these different products that are kind of floating around, and a lot of them need a shit ton of help getting off the ground, it's times like these when I feel like it would have been better if we could have bought a bunch of the same tools that we could sell to the same audience. So not only would we be able to build the software once and sell it twice, of course, but we'd also be able to acquire a customer and potentially cross-sell them on different products. We tried that with Screenshot and Sheetbest early on. There's relatively little overlap, I feel like, between those two customer bases. And when we tried to cross-sell it, it just straight up didn't work. I think we got like two or three customers and, you know, at $20 a month, right? So it just wasn't a very effective strategy for us. However, if we narrowed our focus into sales tools, for example, and we had a massive list of people that are engaged in sales activities, they may very well buy one or multiple of the products. And that's an interesting thing I keep thinking about is could we become vertically integrated? Could we start acquiring tools that have the same audience? Could we buy bigger? Could we buy smaller? We're still, even after nearly 3 years of operating, figuring these things out. But this is one of the great benefits of not having any investors is that we don't have to answer to anybody and we can just run these experiments and see what works for us. We're still on the path or on a war path to bootstrap our way to $1 million in recurring revenue, annual recurring revenue. And of course, if that's still not enough, I can't help but to, well, Cold Email Studio has been around for a while and Supersend's been around for a while now, but still have a bunch of other little projects that I can't help but build and explore. It's mostly how I learn about new technologies, by thinking of a new product that might use that new technology and trying to figure out how to make it work. And that's it. Acquisition number 9, userping.io. Came out a little earlier than we wanted to, but that's life sometimes. See you next week.